Daily Readings and Remembrances, a ministry of the Orthodox Christian Network.
The reading is from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 1, verses 1 through 8. In the first book, O Theophilus, I have dealt with all that Jesus began to do and teach, until the day when he was taken up, after he had given commandment through the Holy Spirit to the apostles whom he had chosen. To them he presented himself alive after his passion by many proofs, appearing to them during 40 days and speaking of the kingdom of God. And while staying with them, he charged them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which, he said, you heard from me, for John baptized with water, but before many days you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit. So when they had come together, they asked him, Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom of Israel? He said to them, it is not for you to know times or seasons which the Father has fixed by his own authority, but you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth. Today's Gospel is according to St. John, chapter 1, verses 1 through 17. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came for testimony, to bear witness to the light, that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came to bear witness to the light. The true light that enlightens every man was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, yet the world knew him not. He came to his own home, and his own people received him not. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, full of grace and truth. We have beheld his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father. John bore witness to him and cried, this was he of whom I said, he who comes after me ranks before me, for he was before me. And from his fullness have we all received grace upon grace. For the law was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ.
On this day we commemorate the great and holy Pascha. Mary Magdalene and the other women who were present at the burial of our Savior on Friday evening returned from Golgotha to the city and prepared fragrant spices and myrrh so that they might anoint the body of Jesus. On the morrow, because of the law which forbids work on the day of the Sabbath, they rested for the whole day. But at early dawn on the Sunday that followed, almost 36 hours since the death of the life-giving Redeemer, they came to the sepulchre with the spices to anoint his body. While they were considering the difficulty of rolling away the stone from the door of the sepulchre, there was a fearful earthquake, and an angel whose countenance shone like lightning and whose garment was white as snow rolled away the stone and sat upon it. The guards that were there became as dead from fear and took to flight. The women, however, went into the sepulchre, but did not find the Lord's body. Instead, they saw two other angels in the form of youths clothed in white and told them that the Savior was risen. And they sent forth the women who ran to proclaim to the disciples these gladsome tidings. Then Peter and John arrived, having learned from Mary Magdalene what had come to pass. And when they entered the tomb, they found only the winding sheets. Therefore they returned again to the city with joy, as heralds now of the supernatural resurrection of Christ, who in truth was seen alive by the disciples on this day on five occasions. Our Lord then was crucified, died, and was buried on Friday before the setting of the sun, which was the first of his 3 days in the grave. Observing the mystical Sabbath, that seventh day in which it is said that the Lord rested from all his works, he passed all of Saturday in the grave, and he arose while it was yet dark, very early in the morning on Sunday, the third day, which according to the Hebrew reckoning began after sunset on Saturday. As we celebrate today this joyous resurrection, we greet and embrace one another in Christ, thereby demonstrating our Savior's victory over death and corruption and the destruction of our ancient enmity with God, and his reconciliation towards us and our inheritance of life everlasting. The feast itself is called Pascha, which is derived from the Hebrew word which means Passover, because Christ who suffered and arose made us to pass over the curse of Adam and slavery to the devil and death into our primal freedom and blessedness. In addition, this day of this particular week, which is the first of all the rest, is dedicated to the honor of the Lord. In honor and remembrance of the resurrection, the apostles transferred to this day the rest from labor that was formerly assigned to the Sabbath of the ancient law.
Copyright Holy Transfiguration Monastery, Brookline, Massachusetts, used by permission, all rights reserved. The preceding daily Bible readings and lives of the saints were automatically generated by the Greek Orthodox Archdiocese of America's online chapel initiative and used with permission. They are produced by the Orthodox Christian Network. You can also receive these daily readings online via email, Facebook, or on your mobile phone by visiting www.goarch.org and www.myocn.net. If you enjoy listening to readings and remembrances, please consider donating to continue its production so it can be shared with the faithful throughout the world. You can do so by visiting our website at www.myocn.net or by calling us at 954-522-5567.